Alex 101.9, Fluke, Lindsay, and Dusty playing I Guess Your Ridiculous Medical Bill. There we go. The xylophones mirror the heart monitor here. Mitch is on the phone. Hello, Mitch.
Hey, you guys are getting pretty close to home today. I've been married to a vegetarian for 24 years.
So oh.
That part of it was really good memories for me. And then you got this guest, the ER thing going.
Mm-hmm.
About 10 years ago, I got two pills stuck in my throat.
Wait, you got what stuck in your throat?
Pills. I take these fiber pills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I got used to just chuck two of them in and suck them down with a cola or whatever. But so I threw two of them in this morning and went to get them down, and they stuck in my throat. And I was like, oh, that's stupid. So I sat there all day at home waiting for them to dissolve, trying to cough them out. Finally, my wife got home in the evening and says, we're going to. So it took me to the ER. Yeah, two pills stuck in my throat, 30 minutes in the ER, but they had to get the GI guy to come and push the pills down my throat.
Okay, I'm going to say, because you have the GI guy.
Specialist.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm going to say 2,500. Lindsay?
Oh, you're funny.
Lindsay?
Oh, that's funny. Okay. With that clue, I'm going to go three grand.
Did they put you under? Did they have to have an anesthesiologist present?
No, oh no, they didn't put me out or anything.
Okay. And did the GI guy just like reach in there with a pair of tiny tongs?
No, they just numb my throat and they stick the little scope down and push the pills down into my stomach.
But the scope, they had to get the scope out. Yeah, you know, I'm going to say $3,000's a great guess.
You know what? I was going to say all you probably needed for this was Dr. Heimlich. I don't know if you've heard of his maneuver.
Uh-huh.
No, yeah,
free.
We tried it. The pills crossed in my esophagus and there was scar tissue. And there was no way they were going to dislodge without.
All right,
without
so the, Dusty, have you guessed yet?
Yeah,
them down.
I'm with
but anyway, right, yeah, 8,400, and I don't have insurance.
What? 8,400?
Dude, Mitch.
8,400 for 30 minutes in the ER. Hello.
Are you?
And they said that was a 30% discount because I didn't have insurance.
That's criminal, dude.
I think what's also semi-ironic about this is you're taking fiber pills. Your wife is a vegetarian. She's like, look, man, if you just crammed a ton of celery down there, you would have gotten the same effect.
Yep.
That's what I should have had her do.
All right. Well, we were way off. Let's give Mitch a prize.
Yeah, let's do it.
Are you? How about Dinosaur Jr. tickets? Great band.
Okay,
playing.
Awesome.
Yeah, playing the Depot
playing
on October 4th.
Yeah,
let's
awesome.
Hook him up with that. I know it doesn't make up for $8,400. But hang on for a second. We'll get you that stuff. All right, Mitch, thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks, guys.
And Coda. This guy Coda texted in when we were talking about what you're going to wear to Pride, mm-hmm. and he says he's going to be wearing rainbow paint on his chest and my top hat, and now he checks in for this. Fluids IV EKG, checked in for heart palpitations, one stay in ER for 4 hours. We guessed $3,500. We were actually over there. 2,800.
I don't get it. So what's the logic here? Because I'm thinking, all right, just after hearing Mitch's story, that, all right, well, I guess I'm lowballing these things. And then an EKG sounds like it would be a little bit more expensive.
It's the GI guy, mm-hmm. who's got to do some on-the-fly, like, hand-eye coordination maneuvers there, where here they just have to hook you up to an outrageously expensive machine.
Ridiculous.
Okay, so let's give Coda some mud run passes if he wants.
Okay,
them,
yeah, too. Yeah. Right.
Thank you for participating in the show, everybody.